Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of 10 Turns. Today I'm talking with Leonard Fricke, who's from Germany and drives for Schubert Motorsports. In the most recent NEO round at Interlagos, Leonard and his brother Moritz won the P2 class. So, Leonard, before we get started with the 10 questions, I have to ask, how did it feel for you and your brother to get that big victory?
First of all, really nice to be here. Thanks for the invitation. And yeah, it was really unexpected for us. We didn't do that much practice, and we caught by surprise as well. It's pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, that was a very impressive win. So again, congratulations to you guys. And if you're ready, we'll get started with the 10 turns.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And let's get started.
All right. The first question is, what is your earliest sim racing memory?
Ooh, that goes back to Need for Speed Shift 2. I got a really cheap wheel with pedals that only could do full brake or full throttle, had no force feedback. But actually, I learned the Nordschleife on Shift 2, and that's where it all started. After that, I bought Assetto Corsa, and last year I joined iRacing as well.
Yeah, that's very impressive also to see that you've only been on iRacing for about a year or so. So what made you make the move to iRacing?
I have to say that it was my brother. My brother tried iRacing one month before me, and he was driving really a lot. So I just thought maybe I should try it. I always wanted to do iRacing, but I never really got started. And then I just bought 3 months and the Ford, and since then I cannot get enough. It's really good.
All right, great. The second question is, what is a fact about yourself that your teammates and maybe even your brother would be surprised to learn?
That's really difficult, you know, since my brother is my teammate. Maybe it's when we talk about not my brother, it's that I don't have a rig, and I'm driving on the normal desk, and I cut a big hole in the desk to fit my wheelbase in there, and it looks pretty good. It's not that it's broken when I'm driving, but I think not everybody knows that.
Hey, whatever works. I've seen rigs that are far less nice than that get the job done.
Yeah, maybe someday I get a rig, but until now it does the job pretty good.
All right, the next question is, how would you describe your driving style?
I think that one really depends on the car that I'm driving. When I drive the HPD, I really try to keep it simple and try to keep my steering angles all the time and the corners, and do a lot of with the throttle. But again, in GT cars, I tend to drive a lot more aggressive. So there you have ABS and a lot better traction control on there. I personally think more aggressive driving style benefits there a little more.
Okay, great. The next question is, what is your favorite real-world racing moment?
There are quite a lot, because I tend to watch a lot of races. I would say it's probably 2012, where Sebastian Vettel won the World Championship in Brazil, because that was a really good race. Getting turned around and not giving up and keeping the fight on, that was really good.
So since you're from Germany, I assume you're a Vettel fan, but were you also a Michael Schumacher fan before him?
I'm a little too young to really. So I never watched Formula One back in the good days of Michael Schumacher. But you have to kind of be a fan if you're German, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. The next question is, if you could design a race using any of the content or features on iRacing, what would you pick that would give you the best chance of winning?
That's a good question, and I really don't know. I would say I think that the constellations we have already are pretty good. What I'm missing is a really good VLN. I think the Officer VLN doesn't fit to the real VLN. No, you have the very slow Mazda, and then the GT3 cars. And in the real VLN, you have more diversity, and the difference between the speeds are not that high. So that's what I'm really missing about iRacing or in iRacing.
So if you could add any car to the VLN series or the cars that we have, what would you pick?
It's what we already getting soon. It's a TCR car. And maybe more GT4 or GT4 cars, since we don't have any in iRacing. I think that's what's really missing in road racing right now.
Right, yeah, that's probably the biggest gap. So what is your go-to meal on the day of an endurance race?
I usually tend to not eat that much. Maybe some fruits or something, or nothing special. And I most of the time I'm starving during the races, and get something to eat after the races.
Did you have a nice celebratory meal after the Interlagos race?
Yeah, my brother actually came over and we ate something together.
All right, the next question is, what is the biggest change you expect to see in the world of sim racing within the next 5 years?
That's probably what we are already getting right now, and that is more realistic weather. And in my opinion, that really changes a lot. Because like a month ago, where we didn't have the dynamic weather, it was always about who has the best pace, and that's it. And right now, with the dynamic weather right now, we can finally it's not all about the pace anymore. It's about can you keep up good pace under all conditions. And that's what I really like, and I think that maybe benefited us a little in the last race, because we used to not have the overall the best pace. But for example, last race we were not the slowest, let's say, all the time, and that was really good.
Yeah, I'll say that watching you guys make up that gap to Torque Freak at the end of the Interlagos race, that was impressive. So I guess those cooler track conditions suited you pretty well.
Yeah, we actually made small changes right before the race, that we have a little more top speed, and I really think that worked out in the end, because with the cooler track, you cars that have good top speed like the Apex car really got a lot faster than the ones that were running really high downforces all the time. I think you could then see it that the Torque Freak car had more difficulties to overtake us than I had to overtake him.
So the next question may either be really easy or really tough for you since this is your first Neo season. But what is one current driver in Neo that's never been your teammate, but who'd you like to run an endurance race with?
It's maybe not a driver, but I really like to drive, or would like to drive a race with one of the really top teams, like Race Clutch or Apex, because it would be really nice to see how they guys how they prepare for the races and how they handle the things during the race. Because I believe me and my brother, we are not that professional. We just do it for fun. And okay, we all do it for fun, but I think there are a lot of teams that are way more professional than we are, and it would be really nice to get a view onto how they manage things.
Okay, great. So in the last interview, Simona Maria Marcino had a question for a prototype driver. He didn't know that it was you specifically, but he wanted to ask whether you all could stop dive bombing him from 150 meters back.
That's a good question. Maybe he could drive the corners a little faster and we don't have to do
I'm sure he'll love to hear that answer.
it. Yeah, probably.
And finally, do you have a question that I can ask the next person?
I would really like to know what the next person thinks is the most competitive class in the new series.
Okay, excellent. Well, I will ask that. So, Leonard, thanks again for joining us here on 10 Turns. And again, congratulations to you and Moritz and the Schubert team on that big win in Interlagos.
Yeah, thanks a lot for letting me be here, and I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, and I hope you all listening enjoyed it as well. So feel free to stay tuned to neoendurance.com and at neoendurance on Twitter for all the upcoming coverage from the Suzuka round. And as we head into 2019, we'll wrap up the second half of the season in style. So thanks again.